You use the back of your wrist to pull out on the base strap, and you use the bottom half of your palm to push in, and it's got to be tight. That's kind of the problem. Tight, tight, tight. The reason why tight, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, the accordion as a part of the body, and this is a wind instrument, it's not a keyboard instrument, and you can only manipulate the bellows when your body's in contact with it. This doesn't do anything. Furthermore, with a very loose bass strap, there's all that motion between me and the actual instrument that's wasted. It's like changing directions is two events. One, I move. Two, it catches. One, I move. Two, it catches. You want it to be one event. Or you want it, in other words, to be a part of you. All right, so now that you're all tight and bass strapped and your hand is forward, do the same thing. Go. There's so much you can do with so little in just articulation. All right, John Foti, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, wait. Wait, sorry, John. Yeah. You didn't get to the left hand. Okay. Don't know about the left hand. All right. Give me a...
School of Rock. What are we going to hear?
Basically, I would like to apologize because I didn't practice enough for this. I would like to play a piece by Grand Joe by Renzo Ruggeri.
Or something.
much as humanly possible. What key is that?
The key is something like between D major and G major.
And then
it alternates into the E major, D major.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the arc of all of these lines kind of falls down to the bottom, to the bottom note, which is the first note of the next phrase, and to slur all that a lot more. So basically just more legato at the ends of the phrases, I think.
Maybe. This accordion just has air leakage problems, so sometimes they run out of air.
I also have never played a chromatic, so I don't know what needs to be done to execute that on that instrument.
Yes.
Yeah, the only thing I can add to it, I like the piece a lot, actually. I really do, and I like the way it sounds on the accordion. I could just use more, for me, more steady pulse. Bum, ba-da-do-do-do-dum, bum. Let's say if I wanted to dance or move to it, I sometimes lose the initial inner pulse. So if you can keep an inner pulse going inside of you, a steady pulse, then let it flow from there. Aside from that, I enjoyed it. Yes.
Well, actually, I have a couple of one is a thought about pulse.
Yeah.
Tap is a key for you. I don't know
whether it
goes with the composition or not.
Yeah.
But to add like body rhythm to it.
That's a good point, actually.
It kind of underscores the pulse and you get that kind of that the emphasis in the left hand and the cymbals.
Yeah.
The other thing I was noticing is that, and this is something which I've tried to fight in my own playing, is that you're very focused on your right hand. And that so it brings all your energy kind of back into your body. And I think a thing that I would try to do is to look at your hand less, try to do play it by feel, and focus your energy out more toward the audience. So that it's kind of instead of drawing it into yourself, it's a very energetic piece and projecting it out instead of projecting it in.
Yeah. That's a good point. Actually, you seem to be playing inside the instrument, perhaps, sending it out a little more would be
part of that is trusting.
That you'll be fine in that standpoint. Yeah, but we need that sense of pulse, and tapping your foot does it. Then that could be a good point, or to create some sort of inner pulse where we feel it. And that's basically all I have to say about it. We're coming to a close right now. Tonight we're having a concert at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a terrific one. We're going to have that, Trances and Visions by Joe Bertolozzi, as well as Slovenia. And then we're going to have a premiere by Dr. McMahon called Rump 2. We're looking forward to that. Doug Makovka wrote a beautiful accordion duet called Blues for a Troubled World. And very, very apropos, and we'll be looking forward to that. And plus other goodies that I won't go into, you'll see on the program when you come tonight. I'd like to thank our participants who performed, and I want to give certificates to the three performers who performed every day. I'm going to give a certificate to Erica Mancini. Mayumi Meoka. And it was a delight. I think we learned a lot. I know I did. I come here to learn as much as anybody else. And I think you're going to go home. Like I always say to myself when I do these things, I always say, I can't wait till they're over. You know why? So I can spend all year thinking about it. And so I can't wait till it's finished so I can go home and use all the things that I heard, and I can take some of the ideas that were presented in here and apply them. So that's my payoff for presenting it and also learning from it. So and in that, I send you off into the world, get famous, do great work, we're still not finished. We have a concert at 7 o'clock. What am I saying? See you at 7, and have a good dinner.